Please turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8. Last two verses of the chapter, verses 35 and 36. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 35 and 36, for whoso findeth me findeth life, shall obtain favour of the Lord. He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Our subject this morning is love and hate. Well, we come to these words in the book of Proverbs. And we've looked at the book of Proverbs before in our morning services, perhaps not recently. Just to remind you that the book of Proverbs, well, what is a proverb? A proverb is a short saying. Instead of using many words to say something, proverb says something usually quite profound in only a small number of words. And the book of Proverbs, well, although it is a big book, it has many of these short sayings that are indeed so valuable and so precious to us. And the writer of the book of the Proverbs is King Solomon, son of King David, who is, well, many of you know King David, the most famous king of the Old Testament. And Solomon was his son. And Solomon was known for his wisdom. He had wisdom because, he knew the Lord. That's where his wisdom came from. Solomon's wisdom was not from himself, it was from the Lord. And indeed, much of this book of the Proverbs teaches us that true wisdom only comes from God. We can be very well educated, we can go to university and so on, but that's not wisdom. Universities don't teach wisdom. Wisdom can only come from the Lord, true wisdom. And we read that even in chapter 9, in verse 10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. You can't really understand anything in this world without knowledge of the holy. You can't even begin to be wise without fear of God. This is where wisdom comes in. And that is why we have nowadays so many people who are very well educated, but without wisdom, because they don't know the living God and they don't fear him. And this is the teaching of Solomon. But our focus this morning is going to be on these last two verses in chapter 8. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favour of the Lord. He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. And these words are so interesting and so important. Well, I've mentioned many times before that the world essentially is split into two groups of people. I know that society nowadays, likes to split us up into lots of different groups, but there are only really two groups in the world. The first group are those who are spoken of in verse 35, those who have found God, those who have found life and obtained favor of the Lord. And the second group of people are those that are described in verse 36, those that sin against God, those who wrong their own soul. And sadly, the second group is by far the biggest group in this world. The vast majority of the world are in this second group. They are verse 36 people, those who sin against God, those who reject God. Most of the people you meet at work or you meet at school, perhaps even most of the people in your family are in this group, and that is a great tragedy, because we learn from this verse that he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. If you turn away from God, if you live a life without God, you wrong your own soul. It's almost as though you're harming yourself. It's like a form of self-harm. If you live without God, you wrong your own soul. Now, self-harming, of course, is a very serious thing. It's becoming all too common in this day and age, particularly amongst youngsters. And it's very serious. Youngsters are harming themselves. It's a terrible thing, cutting their bodies and so on. But may I suggest to you that wronging your own soul is even more serious. Wronging your own soul. It's worse than harming your body. You're harming your own soul. And in fact, we could even develop it. I believe that the reason so many people harm their bodies is because their souls have already been injured. Their souls have already been hurt in so many ways. And the soul, well, to wrong the soul, to injure the soul, is a terrible thing. Your soul is so important. Your soul is, it's far more important than the body. It's the real person. The soul is the real you, your character, your personality, your likes, your loves, your heart, your mind, your conscience. That's your soul, the inner man. But your soul is wronged if you live your life without God. This is what Solomon is saying here. He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. The soul can only be filled by God. The soul cannot be filled by the things of this world. The pleasures of this world, the entertainments of this world cannot fill the soul. The soul is designed to be filled spiritually. God gave us souls so that we can know spiritual life, so that we can know Him. That's the reason God gave us a soul. We are different to the animals. The animals don't have souls. They have physical relationships, one with another. But they can't commune with God. They cannot pray. They cannot seek God. But we can, because we have souls. And so if we don't seek God, if we reject God, we are wronging our own souls. We are injuring them. We are trampling over the rights of our soul to know the living God. This is a very sad thing. All those who sin against me, they wrong their own souls. Well, we have to examine ourselves. If we are living without God, well, this is most certainly true. Our souls are impoverished. Our souls are injured. But then it goes on in the verse to say something even worse. He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Well, this is terrible. All they that hate me. Is there anybody here who hates God? I'm sure everybody here would say no. I don't hate God, of course not. But you know, the scriptures say that this is the state of natural man. Man in his natural state, he hates God. He is opposed to God. He is at enmity with God. That's our natural state. That's how we are born. And it's very obvious. If you just speak to people about God, you see how much they hate it. People, they will speak to you about anything else, trivial things, trivial matters. They'll speak to you about any other religion very happily. But if you speak to them about Christ, you speak to them about the Bible, about their souls, you see how much they hate it. I don't want you to talk to me about this. I hate that talk. I remember once we were going out and knocking on doors in the community, and the day after we knocked on some doors, I got an email from one of our neighbors, and she was telling me, "How dare you come to my door? How dare you come and speak to me about the things of God, about the gospel, about the Lord Jesus Christ?" She was very angry. But I can guarantee that if we had gone to her door speaking about anything else, she wouldn't have been bothered. But it's about God. We went to speak to her about God, and she hated that. That's why she sent us this email. We are naturally hostile to God. Some people say they don't hate God, but they hate the things that God declares. They don't like God's word. They don't like the Bible. They don't like to read it. They think it's boring. They think it's outdated. And this is why the Bible is being abandoned. Even in churches, people are pushing the Bible aside. The churches are full of people who say that they love God, but they hate the word of God. This is a terrible thing. People certainly hate being told about sin. They hate being told that they are sinners. And perhaps there's somebody here. You don't like it. You hate people or a preacher telling you that you are a sinner. But you know, this is what God teaches us in his word. This is what God teaches us. And if you hate what God says, well, then you hate God himself. You cannot separate God from his word. You hate God. God teaches us the word of God in Romans chapter 3 particularly, that we are all guilty in his sight. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way, they are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. And the conclusion of that is that we're all sinners. This is what God says. Do you hate that? Well, then you hate God. You can't say you love God and hate his word. That's a complete nonsense. So, dear friends, perhaps you hate God and you didn't realize it. And well, if you hate God, well, it gets even worse in this verse. He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Well, this truly is terrible. All they that hate me love death. Do you love death? How do people love death? Well, we live in a culture that, it hates God, that's for sure. And have you noticed that this culture, well, it does love death. This culture, this society, it loves death. Perhaps you don't see how that is. Well, let me try and point it out to you. We've just had Halloween, last night, I believe it was. And look at how the world embraces Halloween, which is essentially a celebration of death. They all love it. They will decorate their gardens with gravestones and skeletons and so on. Oh, we love this, and it's all for the children. We love death. We love Halloween. We love all these horror movies that are celebrated. We love all these video games when people kill each other and they shoot one another. This is a society that loves death because it hates God. In real life as well, you could talk about social issues. If you are, for example, somebody who is pro-life, well, you're hated in this world. You're pro-life? You're anti-abortion? Oh, we don't like you. We like people who are in favor of abortion, who are in favor of terminating life in the womb. We love them. You're pro-life, we don't like you. We love death. And then at the end of life, there's this euthanasia. People are in favor of that. People are suffering at the end of their life. What's the answer? Oh, death is the answer. Death is the way out. Death is their salvation, not God. We're not leading people to God. That's not salvation. Death is their salvation. That's their peace. That's their liberation. We love death. So this is a culture that it loves death. And well, it's so ironic, isn't it, at the present time. All these restrictions have been put in place to save lives. But actually, this society, in its rejection of God, loves death. This is the irony. This is the utter hypocrisy of it. And so, all of these things, we can see the wisdom of Solomon even applied in our own day and age. And there are many more examples I could give, but time is running on very quickly. Let me give you perhaps the most important example, and one that is perhaps the most common. Without God, the Bible teaches us, and I've already touched on this, without God, we are all dead. We are dead in trespasses and sins. That's what the scripture teaches us. We are dead in trespasses and sins, spiritually dead. The soul is dead. And yet so many people love being in that state. So many people love being spiritually dead. Is there anybody here who likes that? You don't have God in your life. You're spiritually dead, and yet you love it. Oh, I love not having God in my life. I don't have to follow any rules. I don't have to read my Bible. I don't have to be religious. I don't have to pray. You're spiritually dead, but you love it. You absolutely love your life without God. This is what it means. They that hate me love death. You love your spiritually dead state. No communion with God, no understanding of Him, no hope of eternal life. No understanding of the meaning of life. Who cares what the meaning of life is? You love your dead estate. Those that hate me love death. And of course, you reject the Lord Jesus Christ, who is life. The Lord Jesus Christ is life. Look at verse 35. This is really speaking about the Lord Jesus. For whoso findeth me, findeth life. This chapter, in many ways, many of the verses can be applied to the Lord Jesus Christ and his eternal nature. But these verses, these words in verse 35 particularly apply to him. Whoso findeth me, findeth life. When the Lord Jesus Christ came to earth, this is what he said in John 10:10. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. And elsewhere in the New Testament, in 1 John 5 and verse 11, we read that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is eternal life. But if you reject him, well, then that means that you choose death. You love death. I don't want the Lord Jesus Christ, who is life. I want death. And what a tragedy that is, dear friends. What a tragedy. Do you understand what you're doing when you choose death? Some people have the wrong idea of what death is. So again, I have to spell this out to you. Some people think that when you die, well, that's just it. There's nothing after death. You die, and then you're in the ground and you don't know you're dead. You just cease to exist. So what's so bad about that? That's what some people think death is, but not according to the Word of God, not according to the Scriptures. Death is a conscious experience. When you die, you know what's going on. You know that you are dead, and there's a whole eternity ahead of you. Forever and ever and ever. And well, you will experience one of either two things. You will experience either wonderful and glorious happiness, or you will experience unutterable misery. You will experience one of either two things, happiness or misery. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, well, dear friends, it will be misery for you. It will be shame. It will be regret. It will be sorrow forever and ever and ever. You will know the punishment of God for your sins, and you will be fully conscious of it. That is what death is according to the Scriptures. But dear friends, if you turn to Christ, you will not know that. If you turn to Christ, you will know eternal blessedness and eternal joy and happiness and peace, because Christ suffered your hell for you. On the cross at Calvary, Christ died in our place. He took upon himself the punishment for your sin. He has died for you so that You are free. You are forgiven all your sin. And you will know an eternity of bliss and happiness and joy. You must come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why would you turn away from him? There is life only in him. Read these words. He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Are you going to leave this place this morning, continuing in your love of death, heading for a lost eternity? You're going to die and face the punishment for your sin? If you don't trust in Christ, who took your punishment upon himself, well, then you will have to take your punishment upon yourself. You will have to suffer the punishment for all eternity. Trust in Christ. Know that he has died for you, so that when you die, you will go to be with God and you will be forever with the Lord. Well, this is the teaching this morning, the wonderful words of wisdom, the wisest man who ever lived. May we hearken to these words. For whoso findeth me findeth life and shall obtain favor of the Lord, forever blessed. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Well, may the Lord bless us that we may choose life. Let us turn in our hymn books to hymn number 376. Depth of mercy can there be? Mercy still reserved for me. Can my God his wrath forbear? Me, the chief of sinners, spare? I have long withstood his grace, long provoked him to his face, would not hearken to his cause, grieved him by a thousand falls. There for me the Saviour stands, shows his wounds and spreads his hands. God is love, I know, I feel. Jesus pleads and loves me still. Why to me this waste of love? Ask my advocate above. See the cause in Jesus' face, now before the throne of grace. If I rightly read thy heart, if thou all compassion art, bow thine ear, in mercy bow, pardon and accept me now. Now incline me to repent, let me now my fall lament, now my foul revolt deplore, weep, believe, and sin no more. Let's pray together. Dear Lord, our gracious God and our loving Heavenly Father, O Lord, we come before thee once again, and Lord, we ask for thy help. Lord, we do pray that thou wouldest speak to each and every one here. Lord, we pray that we would not reject Christ, for to reject him is to reject life, life everlasting, and to love death. O dear Lord, this is utter foolishness. This is utter insanity. Lord, bring us each one to our right mind. Help us to receive Christ before it is too late, and to love him and to know his pardon and forgiveness and everlasting life. We ask all these things in his name and for his sake. Amen.